Good morning. We have to get those grown-ups to settle down. They'll be fine. Good morning. You guys did such a nice job singing. Thank you for doing that. Okay, I guess you noticed we were blowing some bubbles up here. Why do you think we like bubbles? Anybody got an idea? I think that's... Okay, let's use inside voices. They might remind us of God. I think they're pretty. They're beautiful. Sometimes you see rainbows. Sean? They come in different colors. They're easy to do. Anybody can blow bubbles. A little baby or an old person like me. Anybody can blow bubbles. They make the person who's blowing the bubbles happy. And they make other people happy who see the bubbles. They're easy to do, and they don't really cost very much. So bubbles are really cool things. But I know something else that's a lot like bubbles. They're beautiful. They're easy to do. They don't cost very much. They make the person doing them happy. And they make other people happy. In fact, in the newspaper, every Thursday, there's a column that talks about these things. And they're called random acts of kindness. Can anybody tell me what random acts of kindness means? Henry?
Random acts of kindness would be something like, if you see a guy who's very hungry, but wants your cookies, and well, you can have half my cookie.
That's a very nice thing to do. Yes, it's doing something for somebody else that makes them happy that they didn't expect. Sammy? Oh, okay. I thought you were raising your hand. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. Well, random acts of kindness are something nice that you do for someone that they didn't expect, and it can be a very small thing. John and I experience random acts of kindness almost every day. When we go out to a restaurant or a theater or the movies or even come to church, handling the wheelchair and those big heavy doors is tricky business. But almost everywhere we go, someone stops and helps us with the doors. And that's a small thing for them to do, but it's a very big thing for us, and it makes a big difference. And one time I did a random act of kindness and I didn't even realize it until later. I was waiting in the grocery store for John to catch up with me, and I saw a lady, even older than me, walking toward me with her cart, but she looked really sad. And as she got close to me, I just smiled at her, and she went on past me, and a couple seconds later she came back and she said, "You just made my day, thank you." That smile didn't cost me anything, and it only took a second to do. But it made the lady happy, and when she came back and talked to me, it made me very happy. Can you think of some things that you could do that might can be considered random acts of kindness? Henry?
Walk a dog.
Walk somebody's dog for them. Emma?
Mow someone's lawn.
Okay, you could, like I said, open the door for someone, or return someone's shopping cart to the cart corral at the supermarket. Sammy? Oh, well, that sounds like a good idea. Oliver, did you want to say something? Okay. That sounds like a good thing to do. You could clean your room without your mom nagging you about it. You could help Dad clean out the garage. If you see someone at school, are you guys all ready for school? Okay. Well, if you're at school and you see someone at lunch sitting by themselves, maybe you could go and sit with them.
That happened last year. This girl in my class, Jenna, she was sitting by herself. So I came over and said, "Are you okay? Do you want to sit with us?" And she said,
That's a random act of kindness, and I think that's a wonderful thing that you did. Okay, help someone on the playground who is all by themselves. There's all kinds of things you can do that don't cost you anything, but they make people feel like they're bubbles, like they're floating on air when you do something nice for them. Okay, when we're finished, I'm going to give you each some bubbles to remind you of random acts of kindness. But I want to make a deal with you. This week, I'd like you to do a random act of kindness. And then next week at church, will you stop by my spot back there and tell me about it? Is that a deal?
It's like a good deal.
I'd like to hear what you all have in mind. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day and this amazing church family. Help us as adults and children to be open to the needs of others and look for ways to be kind. Amen.